Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, the Olympics have officially begun in Tokyo with the opening ceremony literally getting underway. I'm actually watching the Irish team come out as part of the opening ceremony right now as we speak to you here on Lunchtime Live. But obviously, look, it's going to be a lot different to previous years. There's less than 1,000 spectators will be there. The rest too made up by Olympic officials, invited guests and also as well, obviously, some media and reporters. But Irish hockey international player Chloe Watkins is one of the Irish Olympians competing in Tokyo. Her dad, Gordon, is with us here on the programme. How are you feeling today, Gordon? You must be so excited.
Yes, it's been a long time building up to this, but I must say it is exciting, and I'm just delighted and relieved, really, that it's all going ahead. That's the most important thing, because some of them have put in a lot of hard work over the years, and if it had been cancelled for any reason, it would have been devastating.
Yeah. Is it a little bittersweet, though? Obviously, if we were in non-pandemic COVID times, you know, you and I'm sure so many other family and friends would be there in Tokyo to watch Chloe.
Yeah, well, we've been lucky enough to be able to get to all the major tournaments with her. And we had booked last year, obviously, and we were all looking forward to it. But, you know, we are disappointed. But at the end of the day, we are just delighted it's going ahead. We've conditioned ourselves to this. And I must say, you know, it's not a worry at all to us at this stage. We just want to make sure that they're all healthy and they're all able to play to their best ability. You know?
Liz Shanahan is in Cork as well. Liz is also with us here in Lunchtime Live. Your daughter, Louise, is a member of the athletics team. Well, are you just as excited as well, Liz?
I'm beginning to get very excited. I think it's really, unlike the hockey team, Louise got her spot there just a few weeks ago, short weeks ago. So I don't think it actually really has registered with me until maybe this last few days that she's actually in Japan and she is competing in the Olympics. It was always an ambition of hers to go to the Olympics. I'm not sure Tokyo 2020 was on her cards, so she's done extremely well and worked very, very hard and nabbed one of those precious spots to go there now. So I'm delighted.
Is it strange not being there, though, to be able to support her?
I think, like Gordon, I would say we're sort of conditioned that there is no spectators there, that it is going to be Olympics we watch on the television. I think, like Gordon, I would agree, it's the fact that the games are going ahead. I mean, these athletes across all sports have worked so incredibly hard to take part in these games, to go there and to qualify, first of all, and then to actually get there. Like the last couple of weeks has been just, you know, it's been, you know, so you have to be so careful because of COVID. Like they've been doing multiple PCR tests, isolation, you know, they've just been extraordinary, the whole group of them. And kudos to them. Like, you know, they've worked hard for this. There's no regrets about not being there.
Yeah, of course, because
it just isn't possible. It's just not possible, you know. But we would have gone, like, in other circumstances, we would be there.
Absolutely. Yes. How much preparation, Gordon, has been put in, you know, been put into the lead up to this for Chloe?
Well, certainly, since Christmas, they've been training 5 days a week, and that's in a group situation. The one drawback they haven't been able to do, and that is to get trips abroad to play international, and certainly in the climate, because it's so humid over in Tokyo, they just haven't had the chance. They were down to go to Malaysia, which would have been similar conditions, but that has been the drawback. But they've been going up to the heat chambers up in Belfast, and it's in a very conditioned room where the humidity has turned up and where the heat has turned up. So they've been doing that. And I must say, Chloe contacted us. They played Japan in a friendly the other night. And she said at the end of it, they felt great. Physically, they felt great.
Oh, brilliant.
So they were happy that their preparation has been good.
Yeah, so the heat chambers in Belfast then were obviously a huge help. Maybe not dissimilar to Dublin and parts of Ireland, I'd say, Gordon, in recent days.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, I mean, In the World Cup in London, I was extremely humid, but it still wasn't as humid as it's going to be in Japan. So it's going to be, I think it'll be a shock to some teams, but I think we've done the preparation. I mean, Rory Best from the Irish rugby came and talked to them and actually said to them, the big difference was when they got to Japan, they said the humidity killed them. And he said, we did our warm weather training in Portugal. And he said, that, you know, the conditions are completely different. Okay. So he was kind of saying to them, what they've done in the heat chambers and all is far better than what they did in Portugal.
Yeah. Have you, Liz, from talking to Louise, like, has she too, in a similar way to Chloe, did they have to try and make that kind of adaption for the weather?
Well, she trains every day out there. So, but I suppose the difference between, say, a hockey match and an 800 metre race is an 800 metre race is 2 minutes plus, likely.
Yeah.
So they're actually just running for the 2 minutes. I think what she did say, actually, when she was talking to her dad during the week, was that the track is actually quite hot. So that'll be different for them, I think, the fact that they will be a different surface to run on, a different texture to run. Well, there'll be heat on the track, which is something she wouldn't be used to. To be honest with you, I haven't had much conversation with her about it. It will be difficult for them. Mm. There's no question about it. But it may be a different type of difficulty than it is for the hockey players who have, you know, the length of time that they're on the pitch is much different to, say, an 800 metre runner. So I think Louise's problem will be the heat on the track itself, though.
Yeah. I have a text in here, actually, from a listener in the News Talk text line who just says, I can only imagine that being the parent of an Olympian must be such a hugely proud moment. Gordon, you were an international yourself. Did you always know that Chloe was going to follow in your footsteps?
I certainly didn't. But, you know, when she was 10, she suddenly realised there was an Irish league hockey team. And because we were at the European Championships and the under-16, under-18 girls, under-16, under-18 boys were there. And my son was on the under-18s at the time. And she saw the team out there and she said to me, what team is that? And I said, that's the Irish under-16 team. And she watched the game for a while and she just turned around to me and she said, I'm going to play out there one day. And I said, are you? And I said, good for you. And that was it. And it's just, you know, she's like that. She gets she's an extremely focused individual. And, you know, when she gets to a hurdle, she jumps it and then she sees where the next hurdle is. And that's how she's always operated. So she's always had a focus. And I always thought, starting from when we were about 13, I felt she had the ability to go on. Having ability and having the mental approaches are two different things. But she married the two and hopefully, as I say, she's got there now, you know.
It must be hugely proud for you and the family as well, Liz.
Ah, yes.
Sorry,
I thought it was my fault. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
No, you're okay. Go on ahead, Liz.
It is. It is. It's massive. And actually for the extended family as well, like, you know, they're just, they're all absolutely rooting for Louise. And I think it's been such a strange couple of months. Like, we really do need a bit of distraction. Like, we really need some uplift. And the games will give us that. And we have there's a terrific Irish contingent gone out across all sports, like, you know. And kudos to the Olympic Council for the preparations as well. Like, and they were very good to us. Corkonians are Munster people last night. They had us down in the Bishop Lucy Park for a kind of a meet and greet, and we were very well looked after. And it was lovely that they thought of us like that. That they just reached out. And I think they're going to do the same in Dublin in fairly soon. So, and in Galway and in the north, I think. So they are reaching out to for the families because we just can't travel.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
When is Louise competing?
She is competing next Friday morning about 9:45 Japanese time, local time. So this means a very early morning for us, where I think it's about 1:45 in the morning or thereabouts. There'll be about 8 heats for the 800 metres. That'll probably take an hour, I'd say.
And are your plans for watching it then?
I would say we'll be sitting on the couch in our jammies. Seriously, like
at a quarter to two, I know. Yeah,
it'll just be my at about quarter to two, as one does, like, you know.
Yeah.
And we won't be inviting a huge crowd in, like normally for watching Louise's races, like, you know. And her dad watches it on one device, and I watch it on another, because that's the way we've the last couple of months. Like she's been doing races in Europe, and you know we've had to, you know, go look at the laptop, find them on the laptop, and I might be watching it on my phone, and we've been watching intently, and you know it's quite a totally different experience to being actually there.
Okay.
And you know it's a very very different experience to watch it on a screen, like.
And do you all sit in the one room and watch Liz, or do you like to be on your own? Do you, like, is there a kind of a bit
I
of
like
a ritual
to be on
now?
My own.
Do you?
I do like to be on my own. I do. I get quite nervous for her. All I want is for her to get safely around. Okay.
That's,
yeah. Okay. And everything. I mean, seriously, now, like, you know, I just, you know, anything can happen. Like the 800-meter race is it depends on what kind of race it actually ends up being, but they can be quite a jostly race. It's a, you know, they're very competitive girls, and they all want to be on the inside of the track, and you know, take the shortest distance around the twice around the track. So it's quite, yeah, it can be quite a robust affair sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to get around safely.
What about yeah, absolutely. I know it's funny. Yeah. We're all kind of armchair commentators, so I can't imagine what it must be like as, you know, her mum watching this and you know, looking at it from a different perspective. What about you, Gordon? What are your plans for watching Chloe?
Well, this Saturday, just family. I mean, I like to have the family around. I can't say that they say the same about me. They probably love me to be in a room on my own watching the game. But, you know, I mean, at the World Cup, we went down to the local pub in Dalkey, the club, and we watched the first match there. And then, as I say, we were able to go to London. But it is nice if you can get a crowd going. And I know one or two of the parents have organised things, but it's just logistics at times, and people actually on holidays and everything like that. It's hard for us all as a group of parents. But we're trying to organise one night where we try and get as many of us together to watch a game. So,
and did you mention, sorry, Chloe's first match is this Saturday, is it?
Yes, it's Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's how it starts, every second day.
And have you an early start?
Well, the one on Saturday is just after lunch. It's a 1:15 for a 2 o'clock start. I think RTE are covering it. And then after that, there's, I think it's 2 or 2:30 in the morning. There's a couple, and then the one against Great Britain is another one, lunchtime, and that's the last day. I think that's on the Sunday.
That's the Sunday.
That's Sunday week.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, we wish Chloe and the team and Louise as well and the team there all the very best of luck. I've no doubt there'll be loads of coverage here and off the ball on News Talk. But for yourself as well, Gordon and the family and Liz and the family too, best of luck watching it. And I hope it all goes well for you. And look, we might touch base with you again before the end of the tournament. But Gordon Watkins and Liz Shanahan, thanks a million for your time here on Lunchtime Live today. Still to come on the programme is Neffet expressed concern about the significant number of people travelling abroad who aren't vaccinated. Should international travel be confined to those who are? We're also going to be talking about renewing your driver's licence.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.